Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yeah, excited about that. If, you know, you look at position flexibility, he brings some of that. And, you know, the speed element is real, having gone against him. And so, you know, he hasn't played in a little bit of time here, so we got to take it one day at a time, albeit. But I'm really interested in seeing how he's going to help us.
Sean McDermott on Mecole Hardman.
Mecole Hardman. We are at, I couldn't figure out the word for the tweet, Mecole Hardman levels of denial or grief, which is better.
I think that not to get too hung up on the phrasing there, but see how he's going to help us. Not if he's going to help us. See how he's going to help us.
Okay.
Is maybe notable? I don't know.
Put him in. Joe Ostrowski here. We can't do this to Joe. He's been too good to us for too long. We cannot come up. We can't start with hockey. We can't do it. The Sabres are +310 tonight in a hockey game. And it's November 13th. Joe, a 14-year playoff drought.
They're +124 with a goal and a half.
He's not going to respond. He's not going to be. He's going to hang up.
Sounds bad.
Sounds bad.
Yeah, I understand. I understand where you're coming from.
All that said, my Tage Thompson hat trick business plan is off the rails. He's like 50-1 tonight. I need like 70-1 to make the thing work. I need a $10 bet to get me a grand. You know, eventually to do it, and it's not there.
They're giving Tage Thompson scoring a hat trick about the same chance of success as the Sabres winning the game.
Yeah.
So it sounds like maybe what I thought I heard before the break was actually what I heard with your fantasy football issues, Bulldog. I thought you were saying I'm out of booze, not I'm out of moves.
Oh, no.
Might also apply.
I am pretty skint on booze too, to be honest with you. I need to go to the store.
You don't want to be out of both.
I need to go to Outlet Liquor. It's a place to stock up. Yeah. Tough times over here with the hockey team.
Joe, you're so good. I love watching Bet Sweats almost every day. I watched the whole show today.
Thank you.
And I am with you on one thing, and I'm not with you on another.
Okay.
May I? What do you want first? Let me give you what I'm with you on.
Hang on. Before you do this, let me just tell you something. This guy over here, Joe, is dominating in our picks. We pick four NFL games and one college game every Friday. And we also picked the Thursday night games. And he is 35-20-2. And he's ahead of me by like 9.5 games.
But I don't bet.
But he doesn't bet. But what he does do is watch your show every day.
That's right.
And no offense, I don't. I'm just in here like, you know.
No, he works out.
Right, that's right. I'm watching bad TV. Well, not always bad TV, but whatever. I'm watching some, you know, some drama on my, you know, exercise bike in the basement. And so I'm not watching Bet Sweats. It's, you know, I could, but I'm not. And Mike, I think the proof is in the pudding. He's 15 games over 500.
Against the spread.
How's he doing better than me then? Maybe he's fading us.
I'm fading the room.
Yes. Well, sometimes maybe you guys do this. Well, you end up talking about bets, and then sometimes you don't make those bets, which it makes you very angry, especially if you're on a betting show. Like, oh, I forgot. But if you bet everything that you end up talking about over the course of 3 hours on a daily basis, you might find yourself in some trouble. So you do need to pick and choose.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I've done the fade the room bit. Because you guys even say it to each other, like, just this is like the top five public bets of the weekend. So yeah. Why don't we just go against that? And you can, and it's great. So I've done
especially
a little bit of that.
College football. Oh boy.
I'll give you a game that I did this for, that where the Bet Sweats influenced me, and I won in a rocking chair. Buffalo at Miami.
That was more Sam.
I didn't
have anything on that, but he explained why. He would stay far, far away, just as far as Survivor. And I'm like, it's the biggest point spread of the weekend. What do you mean this is the one you want nothing to do with? And he laid it out perfectly, and he was spot on. Now, we could make the argument that, okay, there were some fluky things that happened in that game, or you don't expect the best players on the field to play the poorest, which is that was my vantage point in that game, but that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it was vibes for me. It was like, yeah. I've seen the Bills barely beat Miami so many times in the last 5 years and almost never lose.
Well, I reached out to you on the side because I was asking about Survivor. I'm like, okay, I saved the Bills for this point. This is a great spot. They're not going to be popular. And you're like, I think they'll win. This is what's happened. They usually beat this team. But I could just tell with tone that you didn't think.
I didn't want to recommend it.
You've mentioned Survivor a couple times here. I have not gone in. I know I won since the reentry, so I'm alive. Was there carnage because of Buffalo losing?
More so, yes, Buffalo and Carolina, which ended up being one of the most popular plays, especially ones that are still going from the very beginning.
Yeah.
The point spread was not at the top end, but kind of second tier, and it would be the only time that you would take that team. And that team has now lost 11 straight games when they've been favored. This goes back to 2021. 11 in a row, they've been the favorite. They've lost outright.
Get to the Bills game against Tampa Bay and tonight's game. Hopefully we have time for all this. The thing I am with you on very strongly is Cincinnati futures.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if Burrow isn't back next week. He was a little bit coy. He's going to decide when he plays. You guys said that today. And first place is 5-4. They're playing them this week. They've beaten them already. It's a shame for the Bengals that they lost at home to the Jets and even Chicago in games that they kind of should have won or had won, but they did. And so here they are at 3-6, but two games against Baltimore, one more with the Steelers here this week. New England's on there. That's not great, but I could see it. I could see the Bengals getting to 9 wins and having it be good enough.
And if they don't win this week, it's dead anyways, right?
Right.
If you've got to beat Pittsburgh. That's one of the games that's very winnable. And, yeah, you're right about Burrow. I don't know. Is it going to be the Thanksgiving game, the first Baltimore game? Not sure. Is it going to be next week against New England? But if they win, man, doesn't this week change everything? Because if they lose this one, that's loss number 7, they're probably not going to make the playoffs, and then do you even bother with the whole Burrow thing?
Yeah, I've seen some of that out there with people targeting the week they come to Buffalo as maybe a return, but like, would you bother if they lose two more games, you know, between now and then? Yeah.
But if you win the next two, what if you beat New England next week, you win this week, then maybe you push it up a little bit.
Yep.
If you can.
I'll save the thing that I'm not with you on until the end because I don't want to lose you.
It's fine.
Really? We opened with the Tage Thompson hat trick business model, and you're worried about losing Joe?
I guess we've all
been in this business long enough. People disagree and hate us every day. So
yeah. I'll never not be worried about that, no matter how long we do this. I'll never not be worried about losing our guests. I love the Jets tonight. You guys talked around it. I mean, this is the room, too. Plus 13? I know how it is, right? New England has defied. They've pushed off the doubters here week after week. Yeah. Last week, underdogs in Tampa, they win outright. I mean, but it's still true. One of these weeks will be the week where you regret it. And I love just, maybe this is also Sam, his style as well, but I love a team that no one loves. And that reality is baked into this number. 13 points? Is New England that good on offense? What are they going to win this game by, 30-13? I mean, maybe. But
and now look at some of these books are going to 13.5. Are we really going to get to 14 by the time this game starts?
You tell me.
Yeah, look, these Thursday games are so odd with some of the results. We look back at last Thursday. We talked about that going into that game, and that was hideous football, just like Monday was. I don't know if it's the short prep time or what it was, but that 10-7 Broncos win to just get by Vegas, I mean, that was some awful football. So are we going to see that in this spot? I think it's certainly possible without Booty, who's been the deep threat for New England, and, you know, Stevenson not there. Maybe that ends up being a positive thing like it was this past Sunday with Henderson. But, yeah, I just – this Jets team, I get why nobody wants anything to do with the Jets. I totally understand. How did they win back-to-back games? I'm not sure. How did they get to 27 points with 169 yards last week? Well, two special teams touchdowns.
Right.
So, yeah, New England should take care of business. I get why we're double digits. I'm not betting on the side on either. There were a couple of props that I was looking at. But yeah, that's way too many points. Sam brought up the point in the summer when they make point spreads on every one of these games and how far we've come. It was 4.5 in the summer. And so now half a season in, they're a two-touchdown favorite.
Yeah.
They're that much better. The Jets aren't missing their quarterback or anything, so they are missing Garrett Wilson tonight. But I get where you're coming from. The prop I liked was Henderson, longest rush, over 14.5 yards. Certainly saw that on display this past week. I think he'll have the opportunities, and he'll be able to break one of them.
We could really use – we're on a three-game
skid
of primetime games, right? The Thursday kind of set the tone, right? Because Sunday night was brutal, and Monday night was – equally awful.
I thought you meant the touchdown bets.
I thought that's where you were going to.
We are also
last Thursday.
Yeah,
felt like we had no chance ever. 10-7,
right?
Just like all right. Yeah. Well, that's on me, I guess. 10-7.
Yeah.
I didn't have it. I'm not as keen on Henderson, but I don't know what else they'll do. I kind of like Hunter Henry. Not huge odds, but with no Booty and no Stevenson, I think maybe Henry becomes kind of a, you know, security blanket for May. And if they have an easy night, I still think Henry can get there. But nothing else really in terms of players for me.
Numbers probably not good enough, but you would think Mac Hollins gets some opportunities here.
Ten targets
last week.
Yeah. Douglas. Okay. I mean, no Hooper either, I think, for New England. So it's
a gross game.
What about the kid who had the long that turned out Kyle Williams? What about him?
One play.
Yeah, well, it's all you need.
It's all you need,
if I need a touchdown, that's all I need is one play.
Big favorite. Yeah. I'd have a tougher – like, I'm not starting. I've got him in places. I'm not starting him. Here, famous last words. The Bills giving 5.5 to Tampa. What do you think?
I think that number of 5.5 in the NFL always makes me look at the underdog. It's in that weird spot. They don't want to go to 6 or 7. It's more than 3 or 4, and, you know, anecdotally, I've always found over the years that that is usually a pretty good spot for the underdog if it's just sitting around 5, 5.5. One thing I'm sure you guys have noticed is just diving into this game here, but the Bucs, how they were getting by in the beginning, how much luck was involved, and it seemed like it was all on Baker, right? And he was viewed as an MVP candidate. He was top 3, top 4 in odds. If you look at this team in the last month, it's completely reversed how they're playing right now. And, of course, injuries have a good part of it with Godwin and Bucky Irving missing a bunch of time. We'll wait to see if he's out there. But the offense is now the problem. Over the last month, you look at some of the metrics like EPA per play, 28th. Success rate, 29th. Bottom five offense. And in the last month, their defense has been a top five defense. They're number one EPA per dropback, rushing success rate. They're number one in the NFL. So it was interesting how in the beginning of the year, defense was injured. They're having their issues. Baker's holding everything together with Ibuka. And then most recently, yes, they're not winning as much, but it's more about the defense holding things together, and then the offense has gone through their struggles.
Yeah, they've lost 2 of 3 coming into this one, and they have the Rams next Sunday night in L.A., by the way. So, you know, I don't know what that does to – they're not going to be thinking we can't beat the Rams or anything, but I would think you would have a decent amount of urgency to try to avoid a three-game losing streak by getting this one if you're them.
For sure. Is Kincaid out?
Probably. Yeah. Right?
He's week to week. They haven't ruled on it.
Tomorrow morning they rule him out.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way he's playing.
It's bad.
Yeah. I remember early in the year we had mentioned it's not really everything going through him, but when he's not out there, you see a difference. Yep.
Quick thoughts on Seattle and the Rams. I know you have them.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think you could make a strong argument that these are the two best teams in the NFL right now. They have the best against the spread records, and I mean, it's crazy that we're here, but here we are. I really like the Rams. Look, these are two of the most balanced teams in the league. I can't wait for this matchup. Who thought we'd be here week 11 and this would be the game that everybody would be gearing up for as opposed to, say, Lions-Eagles or one of the other matchups that we have? I need to see the Rams beat a good team. Like, lately it's been, okay, yeah, they're demolishing teams. And Stafford, four touchdowns, no picks again. Look at him do it again. He's a co-favorite with Drake May as far as the MVP award goes. Okay, you beat the Ravens. Cool. And you didn't have Lamar. Like,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm going, you lost to the Eagles. I'm waiting for them to beat a top team. And they're sitting there favored by 3 at home against the Seahawks, who happen to be, by margin, the best road team in the NFL. I'm taking the Seahawks. You know, I've been done doubting Darnold, as wrong as I was at the start of the year about with him. I love this defense. I'm going to back the Seahawks. It looks like Davante Adams is going to be good to go. Mm-hmm. At least that's what they're saying. Right. Can't wait for this matchup. Probably going to be a one-score game, but I'm taking Seattle. I'm going to take the 3 points.
Last thing. This is the thing I wanted to just sort of, not that we're get opposites here, but I just wanted to say it to you.
Yes.
I loved Hamilton. I've seen it twice. I went to see it on Broadway with my family. We were all just in love with it. I can't even, it's literally dozens of times the entire soundtrack is played in our car on road trips. So, you know, if you're ever so inclined.
Oh, a suggestion, not something you disagree with.
No, you said like you hadn't seen it and no one on your show, you were correct in guessing that no one had seen it.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm just
it's worth it.
What's it? Whatever it's worth. Okay. I'm older than you.
So you're not anti-Hamilton. You
no,
just
right.
You haven't been interested enough to do the time. I would say the same for myself. I've never seen it, but I've
heard
I'm,
great things.
I was stretching to put it in that context with Joe, but I just wanted to end with it.
See, my wife has seen it, so then Hey, you want to see it a year later after everybody else saw it?
But. Right, that decreases your chances of seeing it if she's already seen it.
That's true, isn't it?
That's a window into like, you know, we never did this. Let's do this together. Yeah.
But if I'm like her, I'd be like, no, I won't see it with you now because you said no the first time. That's how I would be. You can't ask me again.
Didn't even say no. It was one of those things. I'm doing you this favor. I'm going to go with my mom. Okay. Because I know you probably don't want to go. Fine.
Yeah. I mean, my family outside of my who lives in my house haven't seen it either. Like, they're not interested.
Yeah.
I don't really understand why, but I just wanted to recommend it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Enjoy week 11.
Bye, guys.
All right. Talk next week, Joe. Thanks.
watching tomorrow. Bet Sweats, 9 to noon, weekday mornings on the Odyssey app, the BetMGM network, the Bet 1520. You can catch Joe as well Sunday mornings. Sam is closer to kickoff, but Joe is on with Jason Lockenfora earlier on Sundays. There is another, the last of the Sunday morning games this year is this week.
Madrid.
Oh.
Washington.
Watch your
Miami.
Speed.
Yep.
Watch your speed out there.
Yes, that's right.
Armando.
Team bus drivers, be careful. They will get you.
Marcel.
I never checked to see if I was right about whatever I said. What did I say, 93 and an 80 or something?
Yeah.
I should look. I still have the paperwork sort of available. It's not buried yet. Like, I know where it is. It's still out. It hasn't been, you know, put somewhere where I'll never see it again.
As to what? What the speed actually
yeah,
was?
Yeah, what it was. Because it is detailed there, but I should check.
Washington versus Miami in Madrid. At the Athletic. No, the Dolphins are practicing at the Atletico Madrid Stadium. Right. I saw that from Marcel Louis-Jacques. And then both of these teams are off next week after the trip to Europe. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.